All right. Thank you, Coach, for talking to me. I just wanted to get your overall, takeaways from the game, slow first half and then coming back in the second.
I think there are things, obviously, we need to work on, but I was really proud of that effort to get back. Obviously, I told them we can't start that way and dig ourselves into a hole like that. We have to have better starts to games, and, that's something we really need to work on with this young team. But I was really happy with, obviously, coming back from an 18-point deficit to bring it to a tie twice. Give ourselves a chance in the game. It was a really good run for us in the second half and adjustments that we made.
Yeah. And Coach, with that first half offense, you had 10 turnovers. They were face guarding Alex. Is that, a concern that, when a team really tries to take Alex out of the game, that it's hard to look towards other players to pick up that scoring load?
Yeah, I don't know a concern. I think that, it's always harder for us to play on the road. I thought we got a lot of open shots from three from our other guards. We just were off tonight. We didn't hit those shots. With Alex, it's not like our first rodeo with this. I mean, you look at even the championship against Holy Cross. They completely took her out. They were really physical, and she still had, 17, I think. I think everyone has a little bit of an off night. She was also in foul trouble. She had two fouls in the first quarter. So she was, I had to sub her out for a while, and then she was sitting, and she's just a little bit limited as far as her ability to be aggressive, I think. I think she was a little bit worried they took a charge there on her, or two, actually. I think they took two offensive fouls on her. So I think those pieces, it made it more difficult for her, but I was happy with the other people that actually stepped up and scored the ball today. I thought Aneta was great in her debut back. I thought Cece was phenomenal. As far as those people off the bench scoring, that really gave us a spark. Because we need that. We need other people to step up when Alex is, being taken out or it's a little rough for her. But obviously she hit her 1,000th milestone, so we celebrated that and we were really proud of that piece.
Yeah. Speaking of that 1,000th milestone, last year when Kate hit it, she got it out of the way within like a minute. Is it tough, when it takes until the fourth quarter, and obviously you're in a close game, but that milestone, means a lot, and I know that she was probably prepared to get that today.
Yeah, our fans were amazing today. They had like banners for her, hats, glasses, like all this stuff. So I think that, cheered her up a little bit after the game, but I don't think that's something she was necessarily like overthinking. We tried to get it for her at UConn and it just, didn't happen. She was obviously one away, but yeah. I think just like the flow of the game, again, her being in foul trouble in the first, that kind of thing, I didn't really have a doubt that she would get like 1 point in the game. I just, they made it really hard for her,
sure.
What can
you say about the fight, especially in the third quarter, forcing New Hampshire to a 14 shooting, getting to the free throw line quite a lot. Cece, I know, was really key to that.
Yeah, Cece's been playing really consistently for us, and this is practice too. But I started her in the second half because she has been playing well, and it wasn't just this game, but she was ready to go. I mean, she is our defensive spark. Again, I've told other people this, but that's why she wears number 94. Like, she wants to guard 94 feet, and she did that today. We came out, and we were like, we got to press on every make, every dead ball. We got nothing to lose at this point because of the deficit. And so we were able to make that run back, and she was a huge piece to it. She was able to score the ball. She was able to get the free throw line. She really helped in that piece, turning our defense into offense for us.
Yeah. Were you surprised by UNH coming out, hitting all those threes to start when they shot 21% from three going into this? And did you put those just kind of put it out in the third quarter?
Yeah, I was very surprised. We actually talked about that before the game on how many paint points they hunt and that we need to protect the paint is the biggest thing, not that we don't guard the three. But our MO was trying to protect the paint, and they had they're obviously their best night all season from shooting, and that happened. So we talked about halftime just adjusting to that and now guarding them a little bit closer. you know, 21 we were trying to take out. I don't think we did a good job on her, obviously. You know, some of her points too were off of just in transition and our turnovers, things like that, and then we had to foul at the end. But overall, we didn't do a great job on her, and we talked about just locking in our personnel where she's their best player, she is their team, you know. And we needed to do a better job there, and we didn't. But yeah, I was definitely surprised at the way they shot it tonight, just because they have not done that all year yet. But you know, those are things you just have to adjust to when it happens in the game.
Sure. And then the last one for me is just, you know, obviously it's really great to get Annetta back. And just, you know, what did you make of her performance, and how great will it be to have her back on the floor for the rest of the season?
Yeah, she, it's not just, you know, she can post up and score the ball. She's great back to the basket, but she creates so much more for us where they had to dig and double her. Sometimes they were trying to put three on her. And so she's also our best post passer out of the post. So she created, you know, we had a couple dive actions off her. CC had a dive and a score off of it because they didn't go double her. She was able to kick out opposite for three. So she's able to pass and you know, get her teammate shots out of that too and create things for us. So I thought that was really good. I think obviously, you know, we have two freshmen, two sophomores. We're very young. And especially in the post, we have two freshman fives that have been playing all of our minutes. So to have a veteran in there and mix that in a little bit with how vocal she is, how she understands the game and her IQ, and she knows, you know, what we're trying to get out of things because she's been here. So I think that really helps us in every facet, just to have her back, but the size piece, the rebounding, the scoring, back to the basket as well. So it's really nice. I was really proud of her. This was a very difficult injury for her to get through. And it is for anyone, but, you know, specifically her, she was devastated when it happened last year, and she felt like she was starting to peak at her game. You know, she had the first 8 points against St. Joe's and then tore it. And so she was devastating for her, and she was kind of thinking, am I going to be able to come back from this? And she's actually better than when she started last year without a torn ACL. So just really proud of her, and, you know, she feels like she's overcome this and she could overcome anything. So just in all those facets, a long-winded answer, but really happy to have her back.
Yeah, for sure. Well, thank you so much for speaking with me, Coach.
Yeah, of course.
Can't wait to cover the next one.
Awesome. Thanks. Sounds good.